This is Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Islamic State claims beheading of British hostage and fighting continues in northern Syria. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. The Islamic State terrorist group says it has executed British hostage Alan Henning. The group posted a video late Friday showing the purported beheading. The video was released in the same manner as those depicting the beheadings of three other Western captives. Lisa Monaco, assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism.
We are aware and have seen and are evaluating the newest video. If it in fact proves to be authentic, it is yet another demonstration of the brutality of ISIL.
The footage ended with an Islamic State militant threatening another hostage who the militants identified as an American named Peter Kasig. Islamic State militants are continuing their advance on the northern Syrian town of Kobani near the Turkish border, where Kurdish fighters have been struggling to repel them for weeks. The assault has forced more than 160,000 Syrians to flee into Turkey. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby provided this update.
There have been today more than 334 coalition airstrikes in total, including 248 in Iraq and 86 airstrikes in Syria.
You can read more about this story at voanews.com. Health officials with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, say they are now monitoring some 50 people who had direct or indirect contact with Ebola patient Thomas Duncan and closely watching 10 at higher risk. Dr. Beth Bell of the CDC told reporters Friday that officials are being extremely cautious with those contacts, but added that such caution does not imply a high level of concern. This is VOA News. The emergence of the Ebola virus in the United States has raised concerns about whether the U.S. should restrict travel from affected West African nations. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
The State Department says when it comes to granting visas, the safety and security of the United States is the top priority.
WHO and CDC have not recommended that we cut off travel from these countries.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
It remains essential that the world community engage in order to help the affected countries.
That policy, however, is being questioned by Mark Krikorian, the head of the Center for Immigration Studies, a group that has been critical of U.S. immigration policy. In particular, he says a visa should not have been granted to Thomas Duncan, a Liberian national who is now being treated in the U.S. for Ebola. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters and police clashed early today in the latest violent incident since police used tear gas and pepper spray on demonstrators on Sunday. Video footage showed police forcing their way through a barricade protesters had set up near a government building in the Central Business District. There were no reports of injuries. Police have warned of severe consequences if protesters try to occupy government buildings. Tens of thousands of protesters have occupied some of Hong Kong's busiest streets for more than a week, stifling traffic and business activity. The protesters are calling on China to allow democratic elections in 2017 and for Hong Kong's Beijing-friendly chief executive Lung Zhongying to resign. The White House has condemned the killing in Ukraine of a Swiss staff member of the International Committee of the Red Cross. In a statement Friday, the Obama administration called on all parties in Ukraine's conflict to protect the civilians in their midst and hold accountable those who engage in the indiscriminate use of force. The death of the 38-year-old staff member was caused by a shell landing near the ICRC office in Donetsk Thursday. Fighting continued between Ukrainian troops and separatists near the Donetsk airport Friday, threatening a declared ceasefire while the two sides exchanged blame for the Swiss man's death. A stampede at a religious festival in eastern India has left at least 32 people dead and 15 others hospitalized. Authorities in Bihar State say the stampede occurred Friday as large crowds were leaving the Hindu festival. Most of the people there were women and children, and reports say most of the dead were women. According to various media reports, a stampede started as rumors that a live electrical wire had fallen into the crowd began to circulate. From Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. We'll spend a lot of the next couple of hours here on Jazz America remembering one of the greats of modern jazz who just passed away at the age of 75, pianist, composer, and band leader Joe Sample. Yes, the great pianist, composer, and band leader and award winner Joe Sample passed away in his hometown of Houston, Texas, on the 12th of September at the age of 75. He left a wonderful musical legacy, and what a wonderful human being he was, in addition to a very influential and fantastic talent as a pianist and composer. We're going to get some thoughts from Joe Sample, who is a very versatile player, an in-demand session player who worked with everyone from Buddy Rich and Ella Fitzgerald to pop stars like Joni Mitchell and Steely Dan and more jazz artists than I can name in this short amount of time. But his solo work was also incredible. But we're going to focus on this edition of Jazz America on the work of Joe Sample as a member of the group The Crusaders, who began work as the Jazz Crusaders. And you'll hear their story and lots of their music and the thoughts of Joe Sample in relation to the work with the group on this edition of Jazz America. But first, let's begin this edition of the show with two songs that are recent examples of how pop music influences jazz. You're going to hear a song from the English pianist and composer and vocalist Joe Jackson, a new interpretation of one of his classic songs. But first, here is the great guitarist Bill Frisell. He has a brand new release called Guitar in the Space Age, songs that he grew up listening to in the 50s and 60s. And one of them is this one. The song is entitled Messin' with the Kid, improvising on a pop song. It's been a jazz tradition for decades now. Here's Bill Frisell on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
gotta find a piece of paper. Sit down, got another letter to write. Think hard, got to get the letter just right. There's a ringing on the telephone. Oh no, gotta write a little later. No such thing as tomorrow. Only 1, 2, 3, go. Time, got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. I don't know, only know I gotta go now. No time, gotta get a watch repaired. No time, never got a thing to wear. Hear the ringing of the telephone. No, no, hear the ringing in my head now. No such thing as tomorrow. Only 1, 2, 3, go. Time, got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. Got the time tick, tick, ticking in my head. You what I'm doing today. Will you shut up and get out of my way? Someone asked me what the time is. I don't know. Only know I gotta go now. No time, gotta get a watch repaired. No time, never got a thing to wear. Hear the ringing of the telephone. No, no, hear the ringing in my head now. No such thing as tomorrow. Only 1, 2, 3, go. Time, got the time tick, tick, tick in my head.
Canadian vocalist Brenda Earl Stokes from her album Right About Now, brand new, with a host of fantastic players joining her to swing on the rock song Got the Time by Englishman Joe Jackson. And preceding that, Messin' with the Kid, the song from 1960, made famous originally by Junior Mance, brought up to date for the 21st century by Bill Frisell from his new album, Guitar in the Space Age. Now let's go back in time with the late, great Joe Sample, who just passed away at the age of 75, and get some thoughts about his high school chums who came together in Houston, Texas to make music and became known as the Jazz Crusaders. We're going to hear the title cut from their album Freedom Sound, a song written by Joe Sample and released in 1961. But first, Joe Sample, some thoughts from him here on VOA's Jazz America.
All we were basically doing was the music of my neighborhood, which was rhythm and blues out of Houston, Texas. In other words, as we were growing up, let's say on the high school campus there, and then eventually over to Texas Southern University, I was earning money on the weekends as a teenager in backing up like this blues singer and that blues singer, and we were working all of these little country towns a lot of times. We were going over to Louisiana and up to the Arkansas line and all that, and it was rhythm and blues. And, you know, I can remember when rock and roll first came out. In fact, our very first gig, other than the high school dances and those kind of things, it was at a dance club that was in downtown Houston, and we were really playing rhythm and blues, which later it was actually named rock and roll. A number of blues singers who would come through Houston, and they were recording, let's say, at Duke and Peacock Records then. I mean, everybody was coming in there. It was Big Mama Thornton, and it just went all down the list. And I used to write, when I was a teenager, I used to go over there and write lead sheets on the songs that Peacock was recording with these blues artists. It seemed like the major portion of the population then hated jazz. And so the musicians would love it, and so you would have to disguise the jazz with backbeats and then that soulful sound of the day. You know, the sound today is that Texas sound. And it began when we were working barns, basically, and in those days there was one microphone, and that was for the singer. And so the saxophone player, he had to cut over the drums or the roar of the crowd or the whatever. And they would get the steel mouthpieces, which it was a piercing sound, and they had to soar over the band. And it was the one thing about Texas also. It didn't have any piano players, basically trumpeters. There were 9,000 saxophones. It was almost like the state sound.
Sample's great composition, Freedom Sound, the title cut from the Jazz Crusaders release from 1961. And here's a band that the Jazz Crusaders were compared to a bit over the years. The great band led by the wonderful drummer Art Blakey, who were the kings of post-bop and hard bop. Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. From 1956 and the album The Jazz Messenger, here's Cranky Spanky on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
The great Art Blakey and the Jazz Messenger swinging for us here on VOA's Jazz America. And we'll give you more of the early days of the Crusaders and maybe dabble a little bit more into the early, early days, too, when they were known as the Jazz Crusaders. But you'll get the story from Joe Sample in just a bit here on VOA's Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received which reads as follows. Hello, sir. How are you doing? My name is Betamariam Hailu, and I'm emailing you from the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. I very much love your show, Jazz America. Everything in the show is my favorite, starting with your voice up to the smart guests that you invite. Today, I'm going to ask you for one thing. I need for you to play one of the works of my favorite jazz musician, George Benson. We, the peoples of Addis, love you. Bye, Betamariam Hailu. Well, thank you so much for that kind message, and I know I've been communicating with Betamariam Hailu since 2008, so a long-time Jazz America listener. It's my pleasure to play for you one of the classics from the great George Benson. From his breakthrough album, Breezin', here is the song 6-4 to begin this set of music here on VOA's Jazz America. A young vocalist from New York City named Joelle Lurie from a brand new album titled Take Me There, and her version of another pop classic, this one from the pop band known as Tears for Fears, the song Head Over Heels, turned into jazz by a young group of musicians from Brooklyn, New York, one of the boroughs of the city of New York City. This is Russ Davis, and you're listening to VOA's Jazz America. And speaking of taking pop songs and turning them into jazz, you're going to hear how Joe Sample and his band, the Jazz Crusaders, turned a Beatles song into a jazz classic from their 1968 release, Lighthouse 68, recorded at the club in Hermosa Beach, California, in Southern California, the Los Angeles area, called The Lighthouse. And how did they record it there? Well, they moved from their hometown of Houston, Texas, to Southern California. And let's get the story from Joe Sample himself and then hear the music here on Jazz America.
Jazz Crusaders. That name came about, I believe, the fall of 1960. Let's say after leaving Texas in 58, we went out to Los Angeles with an almost promise of a recording contract at that time with Contemporary Records. And once we were there in Los Angeles, it seemed as if the whole jazz world had just completely crumbled or whatever. And at that time, we were 19 years old and also, like, not quite ready yet. And so in the meantime, we worked around Southern California as a dance band, and we were sort of like the number one or the number two dance band in all of these dance clubs. Hey, let's say the Valley and Long Beach, also the Hollywood area. Eventually, we ended up in Vegas And after 6 months in Las Vegas as a show band, we just got to say, this isn't my cup of tea. And then we returned to Los Angeles, and somewhere about October or November of 1960, we went to the Pacific Jazz Studios, and we made an audition on tape. And after the third song, then Dick Bach came in, and he said, okay, guys, just calm down and relax now. Hey, you've got a record deal. We were adventuresome in those days. In other words, we were sort of outlaws, different from all of the New Yorkers or the Detroit sound and all that in that particular day. We always had a factor of rhythm and blues under the music, and it was very, very appealing to listeners. And we had a lot of success as far as fans went and also as far as selling records. And also it seems like the critics at the same time looked upon us as not quite a jazz band. And a number of them loved us because we had something different. And then a number of them didn't like us because it wasn't in the purest form.
Thank you. With a little bit of their signature R&B or soulful touch added to that improvisation and that swing and groove, that's the Crusaders taking the Beatles classic Eleanor Rigby and turning it into jazz. Well, here is a little bit of soul coming in to turn bebop into soul jazz. It's Jimmy Smith, the master organist, with Lee Morgan, Curtis Fuller, Lou Donaldson, George Coleman, Art Blakey, Kenny Burrell on guitar from the album House Party, as they take Charlie Parker's Confirmation and turn it into groovin' soul jazz from 1957. Here it is on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
Organ master Jimmy Smith and a host of all-star players from the mid-1950s. We'll remember Joe Sample next hour on Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.